Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're doing another deep dive today.
That's right. Getting you smart fast on things happening out there and why they might matter right here.
Exactly. Especially for those of you in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, we know your time's valuable.
So let's jump right in.
Today, we're digging into the No Agenda newsletter from April 26, 2025.
Yeah, it was a pretty packed edition. Lots of different stuff, political news, some very weird internet things.
Our goal, as always, is to pull out the key bits, see what's going on, and, connect the dots, maybe even see how it touches things locally.
Okay, so first up, something that definitely caught my eye.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
The newsletter highlights the DOJ and the FBI arresting two judges.
Right. That's pretty major news.
It is, and the newsletter points out how people see this really depends on their political viewpoint, doesn't it?
Seems like it. What perspectives did they highlight?
Well, they mentioned two main camps, really. On one side, you have folks, maybe more progressive, who see this as like government overreach.
Okay, sort of a slippery slope argument towards authoritarianism.
Kind of, yeah. The idea that the judiciary needs its independence, and this could threaten that, you know.
Makes sense. And the other side.
The newsletter frames the other view as seeing this as necessary. A crackdown on judicial corruption.
So, more focused on accountability. Nobody's above the law, sort of thing.
Exactly. Upholding the law, tackling corruption head on.
Now, the newsletter itself adds another layer, doesn't it? Connecting it to Trump.
It does. It suggests that for the Democratic Party, there's this tendency to oppose, well, almost anything associated with Trump.
Okay. And how does that fit in here?
The newsletter argues that this kind of automatic opposition, even when it's about fighting potential corruption, ends up creating a certain public image.
Right, I remember reading that. They claim it makes Democrats look, what was the phrase?
Pro-crimes, pro-illegal immigrant, and now pro-corrupt judges. It's a strong claim.
Definitely a pointed argument about maybe unintended consequences of that strategy.
It is. And they even speculate about where this could lead politically, long term.
Oh, yeah, the AOC prediction. They said this whole dynamic could somehow make Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a presidential contender.
Which they themselves immediately called ludicrous.
Ludicrous, yeah. That's
Yeah.
quite a
It's
jump.
a big leap, absolutely. But it stems from their analysis of the current political mood, you know,
Yeah.
this very strong anti-Trump focus, potentially opening doors elsewhere. Makes you think.
Okay, let's totally switch gears now because the newsletter also covered something, well, bizarre.
Oh, the Caroline Leavitt stuff.
Yes, these
Yeah.
YouTube videos, fake stories about the White House press secretary.
Right. Just completely fabricated, elaborate narratives. The first question is just why? Why bother?
And they're not just quick clips either. The newsletter mentions one claiming she won an $800 million lawsuit against ABC and The View.
Which never happened. It's
Yeah.
pure fiction. An
Oh.
$800 million win. Come on.
It's wild. And apparently, there are whole YouTube channels building timelines for this fake lawsuit.
Yeah, constructing this whole alternate reality. And what's kind of scary, the newsletter says some AI systems are actually picking this up.
Seriously, reporting it as fact.
Apparently so. Which really shows you how hard it can be to sort fact from fiction online these days.
So, what's the theory? Why create these elaborate hoaxes? The newsletter had an idea, right? A reverse smear.
Yeah, that's sort of their term, a reverse smear. It's an interesting
How
concept.
does that work?
The idea is you paint someone in this ridiculously glowing, almost unbelievable light, make them seem like a superhero.
Okay.
And by doing that, you actually make them seem less credible because it's so over the top.
Huh. So in this case, making Leavitt out to be some kind of legal genius, as the newsletter put it.
Exactly. Which, as they point out, she isn't. They say she's capable as press secretary, sure.
But not some sort of budding Clarence Darrow. That was the quote.
Right. So it leaves you with the big questions. Why these fakes? And why her specifically?
It's perplexing. And there was another example, too, wasn't there? Something about the Supreme Court.
Yeah, a totally made-up debate involving her at the Supreme Court. Just invented.
And the weirdest part.
The comments. The newsletter noted that lots of people commenting seemed to just believe it. Even if there was some tiny disclaimer buried somewhere saying it was fiction.
Wow, people just not checking or not wanting to check.
Maybe a bit of both. It shows how easily this stuff can spread if people aren't, you know, thinking critically.
Okay, so let's bring this closer to home. If you're listening in Deer Park or LaPorte or Pasadena, you might think national politics, weird YouTube hoaxes. What's that got to do with me?
And that's a fair question.
Yeah.
But these things do ripple outwards, don't they?
How so?
Well, take the judge arrests. Those differing views, government overreach versus fighting corruption. You could easily hear echoes of that in local discussions.
Right. Talking about local issues, maybe trust in institutions, that kind of thing. The national conversation shapes the local one.
Absolutely. Understanding those broader narratives, like the ones the newsletter outlined, can help you navigate those local conversations maybe a bit better.
And the hoax stuff, the Caroline Leavitt videos.
Even if it's about a national figure, it feeds into a general feeling of, well, distrust. Makes it harder to know who or what to believe online.
And that affects everything, right? Including how we view local news, local information.
Exactly. It erodes that baseline trust. So for us here in Southeast Houston, it really underscores the need to be, well, careful consumers of information.
Asking those basic questions. Who's telling me this? Why might they be telling me this? Is anyone else, anyone credible, reporting the same thing?
Critical thinking, basically. Mm-hmm. Online, offline, about national stuff, about local stuff. It's essential.
So wrapping up this deep dive into the April 26th No Agenda newsletter, mm-hmm. we've touched on the judge arrests and the very different ways people are seeing that.
And we navigated those really strange Caroline Leavitt hoax videos and the questions they raise about misinformation.
The main point being, understanding these narratives, understanding how misinformation works, it's actually crucial for being an informed resident right here.
It helps you make sense of the noise, basically.
Yeah. So here's a final thought to leave you with. We live in this age of just constant information, competing stories. How can we, right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, cut through that? How do we build a reliable, shared understanding of what's actually happening in our community?
It really comes back to thinking about your sources, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And maybe questioning why certain stories get amplified. Something to definitely keep in mind.